I'm Rona Tarrant. The Pentagon has authorized the transfer of $1 billion to Army engineers for new wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. The funds are the first under the national emergency declared by President Trump to bypass Congress and build the barrier he pledged during his election campaign. The funds will be used to build about 57 miles of fencing. U.S. bishops have strongly opposed the border wall, calling for support and reform for the immigration system. Bishops in Mississippi have released a statement praising Governor Phil Bryant for the signing of the fetal heartbeat abortion ban. Bryant's action came despite a federal judge's ruling last year that struck down a less restrictive law limiting abortions in the state. The bishop said the bill was in the interests of the most vulnerable. They urged those facing unplanned pregnancies to seek support with pro-life organizations in the state. The chairman of two U.S. bishops' committees said unborn children would face greater health risks if the Environmental Protection Agency moves to rescind a rule regulating hazardous air pollutants emitted by power plants. The EPA said it's concluded that it's not appropriate and necessary to regulate hazardous air pollutants from power plants because the cost of doing so grossly outweighs the benefits. The bishop said proposed changes to the rule is troubling as it's necessary to protect everyone's health. In the UK, MPs have voted to take control of the parliamentary timetable in an unprecedented move to try to find a majority for any Brexit option. The Prime Minister was dealt a fresh blow as the government was defeated by 329 votes to 302, setting up votes to find out what kind of Brexit has most support among MPs. Theresa May has said there's no guarantee she'll abide by their wish. 30 Tory MPs voted against their government, including three ministers. Pope Francis will visit six places when he visits Romania from May 31st to June 2nd. The Vatican has said his itinerary will include visits to the Romanian Orthodox and Roman Catholic cathedrals, as well as separate meetings with political leaders, young people and families, as well as members of the Roma community. His visit to the predominantly Orthodox country will be his 30th foreign trip after visiting Morocco in late March and Bulgaria and Macedonia in early May. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.